2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us as we go along here. Yes, you can always tune into the show. By the way, download the KSL Sports app. It's totally free. You don't have to pay anything. And then the podcast, also free. Don't have to pay anything. And it's all brought to you by University Federal Credit Union. So you can go there, find out wherever your podcasts are found. You could download it there and again, free. Scott, did I mention free? I don't know if it's, sometimes people need to hear it extra times. To
be able there's no strings attached.
No strings attached. Periodically, you hear Scott and I do like an ad or something, but it's usually for us. It's usually for ourselves. All right. In the meantime, we got to jump in here with the NFL Roundup. What was the stuff? Let me ask you, is all these teams are starting to, they had the Lions and the Patriots now added themselves to the list of teams who are going to, they're removing themselves from voluntary workouts. They're removing that obligation. I mean, it's not an obligation when it's voluntary. Wink. But the off-season programs are being adjusted quite a bit because of COVID. And more teams are jumping onto the virtual workouts. More teams are jumping onto, even virtual OTAs. So what's actually required? What's the stuff when you're a player, Scott, that you are actually like, hey, you have to go to these things. You can't miss on these things. We're going to start fining you.
So it's always negotiated, and there's usually some time in the offseason that teams will get. So some of these OTAs may be mandatory. The one thing that's definitely mandatory is training camp. I mean, you can't pass that up. And if you're a young player, like, you want to go to the OTAs, you want to go to the mini camps, you want to be there as much as you possibly are.
Training camp seems like one that you don't want, that nobody wants to or should
miss.
Well,
I'd like to miss about 2 weeks of it. like really, it was just grueling and grinding, and it was overkill. Training camp was way too much. And they do this thing where you go off somewhere, you know, you go to some small college, you know, in upstate whatever.
You're living in a dorm.
Living in a dorm, right. And it's just kind of goofy, and you're a grown man. You know, the rookies
over, you know, they're probably, they have to be a part of it. You know, that's kind of their thing. But after a while, like, I just pictured Dan Marino with, like, in a twin bed in, like, some, you know, at Sonoma College or whatever, wherever you, where did you guys do it when you're in Miami?
Well, we did it at the training facility, but it was a college. I guess you could go out in the Everglades. I mean, there wasn't really anywhere in Florida that would be more conducive
right.
to where you were. Because surprisingly, Miami's not a bad place in the summer. There's a breeze that comes off the ocean. You're right, you know, you're near the ocean. So temperature-wise, it's not as bad. The worst place I had training camp was in Cincinnati. We were in Georgetown, Kentucky, and it's in the middle of Kentucky. And, I mean, it's stifling, stymie, humid, hot. It is just absolutely miserable. Detroit was really nice. Baltimore is okay. I mean, they just have these weird places. It's like
The Seahawks. They used to go to Eastern Washington University. Yeah, they used to go.
Away from the humidity,
Yes.
I don't know that it's ever hot in
Seattle. No. It's more just being away from. It's about being like, hey, it's less accessible for like the media.
Training camp is stupid. It really is. Because training camp was designed to get guys in shape. Guys are in shape now. Look, it was clear that a lot of off-season stuff did not need to happen last year, and COVID kind of proved that, and they just don't. If you're a new coach and you have a new team, like Zach Wilson's going to go, he's going to want every day he could possibly get, and then some. I mean, it's not going to be enough time to even prepare him to play and be 100% ready. But training camp now is really it's a joke, and I'm surprised they haven't negotiated a lot more of that away, the players' association.
COVID, they were negotiating all this while COVID was basically kind of taking over, and so you kind of go, look, some of the things that are going to be readjusted because of COVID are going to be things that you're going to kind of see going forward. I think you're going to see a lot fewer of these camps. Here's part of the thing, too, is you're asking these players to subject themselves in the most brutal sport already, save like the UFC or boxing or something. You're asking these guys to subject themselves to even more torture, before the season even starts. So, you said, it's just, there's no guys show up, it's not like the old days where it'd be, they weigh in and they're like, oh, my summer job where, I own part of a car dealership and I was helping out with that this summer. Now I got to get back into the shape.
That's not how it is. The other thing is the facilities are so nice now that you want to work out. I mean, you can't get a better environment than the facilities to work out in. So it's a good thing. As far as like negotiating, the only thing that matters to the owners and really ultimately to the players, how much money are we going to get? I mean, it's just how much of the revenue are you going to share with us? If we have an agreement, we can negotiate with TV. And so they got this massive agreement. The only way that things actually get done, like what are you required to do, what are you not required to do, is players have to basically raise a massive stink. They have to go on strike. They have to do something. And that's for like better benefits for retired players, better working conditions, the less practice. One of the things that's hardest for you in the season are teams that go in full pads all season long.
Right.
And that's just
there's
too
no
much.
Point in doing it. Yeah.
Well, you only have 47 guys, so everyone has to help each other to give a look for the other team. There's very few players that aren't involved in practice the whole entire time that it's actually going on.
So the Browns have just, as of today, signed Jadeveon Clowney to be on the other side of the line from Myles Garrett. So Jadeveon Clowney, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. Of course, he's had some pretty good success up in Seattle recently. Here's the wildest thing about this now. The Cleveland Browns are like actually getting good now, Scott. Right. Remember, they started to make some runs here.
Draft choices that are actually having an impact on the field.
That's right. And actually, the Browns own the number one pick from three of the last five drafts this year on their roster. Jadeveon Clowney from 2014, Myles Garrett from 2018, and Baker Mayfield. So, whether or not it ends up coming to them, after 6 or 7 years of a career, but Jadeveon Clowney, who is one of the most athletic big dudes you'll see ever, Myles Garrett, who's the most athletic big dude you'll see ever, and Baker Mayfield, who I think people are coming around to. They're like, hey, this guy wasn't
a joke.
He's
improving.
Yes. And all the quarterbacks that have ever been clowns that have gone to Cleveland, the clown part takes over, and they end up not being good quarterbacks. But you think about what they're building on the defensive side of thing with on the defensive side of the ball with Cleveland, and then the fact that their quarterback is actually there. Scott, the Browns might go into the season here one of the favorites in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl.
And they've got a lot of talent around Baker Mayfield, too. So it's not only a really good defense, it's a really solid offense. And they made a move last year. I mean, they were a team that actually improved and got better from where they've been for the last 20 years. A significant turnaround. That only helps your team. Because it's not only like a better player, but it's what the players see from that is they go, hey, our organization's serious. Like they want to win, and they're getting us better players, And so you get more incentive. You get more motivated to go out and say, we finally have a shot.
Yeah.
You
know who should be excited about all this? Is Zach Wilson. And I'll tell you why. It can happen. A terrible organization could turn it around. It takes decades.
Yeah.
It takes decades. But you might be able to figure it out. Maybe you're the quarterback who comes in and actually makes it happen and gets serious. And
yeah,
if you
have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. and
get all
Kareem
those.
Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
Zach
too
Wilson
could be good.
Zach Wilson would be happy.
We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go on the program. All right, it's our two-minute drill. Wrapping things up next. Stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.